Let's say good morning to Sharon Carew White. How are you doing, Sharon?
Good morning, Cashy. I'm wonderful. I was wondering who that was you were speaking about.
Right, of course, of course.
Before we start, let me say congratulations. 1 year.
Yes, please. Thank you. 1 year.
Yes. Congrats, because I remember a year ago we were speaking, and oh, yes. It's been great. It's been great listening to you and watching your development and your growth, and I am so happy for you.
Thank you for those kind words. I really appreciate it. You know, to know that there's still some people I haven't run off. You know, that's actually pretty good. You know, that you actually turn your radio on and keep it on.
Like, wow. Yes. Okay.
Thank you. You turn it on and keep it on. I mean, at a time like this, I mean, we're in June, and yeah. I know you would have been in full planning mode, full prep mode for the tent. You know, how many years have you been managing House of Soca?
I started House of Soca actually in 2003. Prior to that, I was with the Lions Den when I first started, and Calypso Dome. And did a little 1 year with Bacchanal Time. And then, thanks to Invader and those persons who believed in me, they said, listen, Sharon, take the reins and with the team that you have, see what you can do.
And we've seen what you could do without a doubt. And what you've been able to do with House of Soca in finding that balance of the social commentary and the party, the youth and the experience, you know, year after year, and you found that a way to make them mesh, to make them gel, and still get the public to come out year after year in times when the tent culture, they say, seems to be threatened.
Well, you know, House of Soca was always a brand. It was a brand that was lived on by persons like the late Smokey Burke. Invader. We had Serenader, Termite. All those guys had set the legacy for us. So you had to kind of take the baton and decide what you were going to do. And when I start with the team, and me, I say, yeah, I'm the face, or maybe people know me, but the team of management is Ian Seeley and Jan Lynn and myself. And when we sat down, we said, look, we need to kind of metamorphosize this intent. And we thought empowering youth was always our mandate. Mm-hmm. And to empower the youth meant that you had to bring in the youth. And you still had to bring it to where it was a mesh. So you would still see the Segalan, because that is the thing. And Malik is always a person that's very much there who would say, Sharon, listen to the phrasing. This person sounds good, but they ain't phrasing well. Mm-hmm. And so it's always a team effort. And that's where you see the young brigade, the Kwans and the Miss Kibabas and the young people that come in, because they feel comfortable. It's a forum now for them to be able to shine and rub shoulders with Lil Rake and Peter Ram all on one stage. Mm-hmm. And that, for us, is a blessing.
You know, in times past, we know that the tent was the go-to place because you didn't have all the events, all the limes and the shows and everything. So if you wanted to see the live performers, you had to go to the tent. Now, with increasing competition and so many different events going on, two things I'm going to ask. Are the tents still relevant? And if they are, how do you maintain that relevance?
Well, I would tell you a tent real relevant, because right now people say to me, you can't bring the tent. You don't just bring it like that. We may try to bring it virtually, but you can't bring it like that. Mm-hmm. Tents are relevant, especially if you like to know what is going on in your society. Tents be able, especially because as a tent, we are the executive producers of the tent. So once my legal team looks at the lyrics, we can basically say everything without offending anybody in the tent. Mm-hmm. It's a forum for you to be able to be freedom of expression. And we love to have that. And in this day and age, we love to have freedom of expression. You love to be able to say something and not be held accountable for it. Mm-hmm. It's the tent. And as I said, the lyrics are always taken to the legal team before we actually put it on stage. So we don't call names, but we call names. we tell you an alternative fact. And yes, and how you stay relevant? It's the brand. You have to ask your public what they want. 2 years ago, we introduced shuttle service, and that was because our photographer, ironically, Calvin Maynard, he would watch how persons were maneuvering when they wanted to leave and they got to catch the last bus. And when we did an interview, we said to them, what would make you stay? And they said, well, if I said, I got a shuttle home, let's taxi home, and we introduced that service. So you get a shuttle service from the north and one from the south. And that's one way that a person can stay. It's like you stay to the end of the show if it comes to 12 o'clock, if needed, and feel comfortable about getting home. You then have to think how you can spice up your pop. So you have the youth in Lady Essence and Mole. And if Lady Essence comes in and you're sitting there and all of a sudden she splits and you're like, wow, entertainment now. This is a show. And that's what happens. And everybody wants to be down there with Mole. So we bring him in. And so as I said, you're sitting there and the persons that come and say to me, they say, you can't sit down in the tent because you don't know what next coming. Is it a giveaway from our sponsors? Is it a joke from our MC? Is it something from the Calypsonians? And they all have the theatrical elements about them. Jimmy Dan and Kira, who was once Shaki K. They all bring that element. And then you don't know if Dre is going to have 5 verses this year or next year or the year after. So you're listening to her if you can sing along to that verse. And so it keeps it interesting. And if you don't keep relevant and interested, that is where you would fade. But we're not going to do that. We're going to always keep the public in mind that they're the people that we're singing for. Those are the ones that we have to please.
Now, you mentioned briefly, you know, people have asked you about doing something virtually. I'm pretty sure that you've had this discussion with the other tent management and perhaps some of the Calypsonians. Is it something that you are actively considering?
I would say there are some plans in the woodwork. I myself don't think that you can actually bring Pickety Crop. I would say Pickety Crop, using that name. Mm-hmm. A social commentary, I should say then, virtually. But I think that you can bring entertainment virtually. And therefore, that is what we have here. We have entertainment that we can have. We used to call it, we say Cropover, but we can say at this time of the year, Barbadians and flights of the world over, looking for some sort of entertainment. Mm-hmm. And if we can create that void here virtually, we will.
All right, that'll be great, because I know that's something that's really lacking, something that people are really, when we ask what are you missing most, yes, mm-hmm. they mention all the different elements, but they do say yes, we do miss the tent, we miss, and that's something that for many people that starts the season, they don't do anything else until they get into the tent. And obviously yours being one. And you mentioned the innovation, the bringing in the youth and the bashment and the shuttles and stuff. It adds something to a part of our culture that has seen many drop off.
Yes.
We saw the numbers.
People were saying, as I said before, people were saying, tents aren't relevant, but people sometimes like to get in at the final stages. But remember, if you don't have a tent, you don't have a final stage. So you don't have, and we love competition. We as a West Indian and a Barbadian folk, we love competition. We love to see, even though music, I say, should not be competitive. That is an oxymoron here with me. But we love competition. We love to see who's going to come out as number one. If it's going to be a king or a queen, or who's going to win. So competition kind of fuels us at this time of the year. Which song, I don't like to say better, but which song can be rendered and accepted and understood by the public. I don't say better. I say which song has been delivered so that persons can therefore say, yes, I enjoy that. I really enjoy that. Because mm-hmm. I even say sometimes, because you said we started, we usually start from the time Kaduma Day is over. We brainstorm. We have what we call our retreat. So the retreat is usually a weekend where you drop devices. And that is usually hard with the young people. But we drop our devices and we sit down and we brainstorm. Mm-hmm. We bring people in to talk to us. Our sponsors come in and they give us lectures on marketing ourselves, bringing from the stage, from the page to the stage, looking at how you deliver, looking at phrasing. So we have persons like Sheldon Hope will come in, Gabby and Jennifer Steele. So many people do come in over the years.
Nice.
And we do that. And that's usually a weekend of where did we go wrong or where can we go from here? And then in December, we will say to you, bring your first song. Some people call it an audition. And people say, I ain't auditioning. But that doesn't always mean that we're going to bring new persons to the tent. It usually means that we want to see what you're having. So we have a nice blend. Everybody's not singing about Corona. Mm. Everybody's not singing about other topics, political topics. We like to have a mix and a blend. It's almost like a potpourri of music.
Well, let me ask this. Not across, but let me ask this here. Because obviously, you would have started that planning process last December. And, you know, no crop over now. And the minister made reference to revamping or perhaps relooking certain aspects and elements. So I guess as we look at it and see, there's only 2.5 minutes left I have with you. What would you say or what is there anything that you would want to change or add to enhance the festival from your end?
Right now, I have some ideas I would like to speak, but I am going to speak to the minister and to the National Culture Foundation, put forward some ideas that would spice it up. Mm-hmm. Changes is always necessary, and change is necessary for development. And seeing that we are a developmental tank, I always believe that change is necessary, whichever form it comes in. My thing is to become continuing to be relevant as a tent and keep up with the change, know what's going on in and around Barbados and outside of Barbados, and just keep ourselves there. If it is that virtually we have to try to do something, we will adapt. Mm-hmm. We will adapt. But it is then remembering that some of our target market is of a very mature audience. And so we still have to look to appeal to them.
All right. What are you, what would you say? Because, I mean, we know you're in there from the management perspective, but what are you missing most about the festival?
You know, I miss my people. It is our culture to embrace people. I miss that. And for me, it is an adaptation. So I miss the music. I miss our people. Sometimes it's this time of the year, you say, I've said it in the past because you've been in the industry for a while. You say, I'm not going to do anything. And then for the time you hear the first melodic note, you say to yourself, wait, no, I was tripping. you miss that element. Of it. Mm-hmm. You miss being out there. You miss seeing people. Because Crop Over brings out a set of people that you don't see all year round.
It's very true.
You see how you're doing in the
Well, you know, I agree with you. You know, I definitely will miss being out and just seeing and interacting with people. But, you know, at least I'm happy that we still have some level of interaction where I can call you, you can call me, and we can keep each other informed, which I hope you will keep me informed with any developments
of
from
course.
Your end. Yes. All right. Well, Sharon, thank you very much for spending a little time with me this morning. And hopefully we can link up again later on in the season, because there is still a season.
It's still a season. Whether virtually or not.
And we bring the spirit of the season right here on VOB.
That's
so
right.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Cassie. Bye-bye, Barbados.
Bye-bye. Sharon Carew-White, another amazing person involved in the festival.